The following room will provide you with some insights into the fascinating and diverse world of insects. The evolutionary history of insects is shown on the left as a genealogical tree. It starts with the earliest insects and ends up with the present-day array of highly evolved species. The white boxes show the living orders of insects, each box including a couple of typical species. Insects have existed for about 400 million years. Their centipede-like ancestors lived in ancient oceans. The ancestors were wingless. Wings started to develop around 360 million years ago. This development was a vital step for insect evolution. It enabled their ancestors, for example, to adapt to new habitats, to escape predators, and exploit new sources of food. These evolutionary changes, such as the emergence of folding wings, are noted above the genealogical tree. Insects show the highest diversity in shape and species of any group of animals on Earth. Presently, more than 1 million species are known. The total population of living insects is estimated at about 150 million individuals for each one of us. Insects can be found in all habitats, on land, in the water, and in the air. The room is dominated by a huge model of the Styrian mantispid. The following audio guide presentation will give you some basic information on the three main body parts of insects and the habits of the predatory Styrian mantispid. Further audio guide presentations will explain some outstanding species and their nesting behaviour. Taking the example of some historic specimens from the museum's collections, you will learn about the two distinct ways of the development of insect larvae to adulthood. While in ancient insects larvae resemble adult animals, the larvae of many modern insects develop into adulthood through an additional pupal stage. A further audio guide explanation focuses on the array of various mouth parts of insects. Depending on their main food, insects use these mouthparts for chewing, sucking, or piercing. Finally, you will learn why insects are important as bioindicators.